call the meeting to order. Can everyone introduce themselves for the record? Martin Kaiser, President.
Lauren Weiser, Vice President.
Jen Scott, Board Member.
Eric Anderson, Head of School.
Jose Johnny, Board Member.
Sarah Messina, Teacher Rep.
Dean of Teaching and Learning for the Humanities.
Gina Derrickson, Director of Development. Darlene O'Neil, Board Member.
Lance Manlove, Board Member.
Duncan Smith, Chief Operating Officer.
Alan Stafford, Chief Operating Officer.
Denise Westbrook, Board Member.
Chris Moody, Board Member.
All right, we had this is an off the calendar meeting with a very limited purpose today. First, as far as old business, we have the update on the charter modification.
Me? So at our last meeting, we talked in depth about where we were in the process, that we had been working through the agreement. All board members had an opportunity to review the agreement today. Our job tonight is to approve a resolution that gives Marty basically the authority to sign the purchase and sale agreement on behalf of the board.
There's a limited purpose for a board member signing the purchase agreement. Because the foundation's actually purchasing.
Right. The reason why the Sussex Academy Board, Executive Board, we are a party to the agreement is because, as you know from reading the agreement, there's language in there regarding the property of the Jefferson School, the assets being utilized as a school, as it pertains to there is a right of first refusal on the property currently. And if the property is not being operated as a school, then it reverts to the person who has the right of first refusal.
Right.
So there's language in the agreement that talks about it operating as a school. And there's a few other things in there you can see about our taking every effort to
Hey Chris, it's Alan.
Maintain
Hello?
Chris.
Two pieces of the Jefferson
Chris,
School
it's
sort
the
of
charter school
curricular identity. So,
yeah, we can hear you. Can you hear
science
us?
Science program
yep.
And
right.
Spanish language. Right. And in the agreement it says that we will take our bet. We will make every effort to maintain those pieces. We are not, you know.
100% committed right. to doing it, but
if it works and it fits in with our program and it's financially feasible and then that's what our intention is.
But there's some commitment by the board and the school that has items involved in the purchase agreement, which is some curricular items.
Yeah, it's because
so that's
yeah.
why we're a party to the agreement, not a financial issue.
Right.
The foundation's taking care of that, but we're making some commitment as far as curriculum.
Did anyone else have any questions, comments, or anything after reading the agreement, concerns?
Has it run through our attorney?
It's been seen by so many attorneys. It's
ridiculous. No, it was drafted by attorneys.
Many attorneys have
beaten each other in the heads for the last 2 weeks over it. So.
Yeah, it's been vetted fully. Okay. So procedurally, what we're going to do tonight, normally, as you know, when we have to vote on something, we make a motion, we discuss it, we vote on it.
Right.
No.
But what essentially happens is that vote isn't essentially certified, if you will, until the minutes get approved at the next board meeting.
Right.
Right?
Correct.
So because we are trying to get this signed ASAP, we have been asked to utilize approving a resolution. Is it approving? Amending, enacting, what is the word?
I would say we would approve.
Approving
the
a resolution.
Of a resolution.
Right? And then basically all of the board members who are here mm-hmm. are going to sign this piece of paper saying that we agree. And then essentially. Hi, Steve. Then essentially it is legit and in force as of that moment.
Got it.
To make them join if you want.
No. Anybody that came in, can you announce yourself?
Steve Burke.
Chris. You need to announce yourself.
Chris, can you Announce yourself.
Yep, I'm on too. Chris.
Okay.
Thank you. So I guess I'm going to read the resolution into the record.
I think, do you make a motion to approve the resolution? Adopt. That's the word we said, adopt. Right. Make a motion to adopt the resolution?
So the resolution, as everyone was provided, which will be read into the record, I make a motion to adopt the resolution as drafted.
Oh, that no one got it?
No, but they did not.
No, so you have to read it out loud. Do you have it out loud?
Yeah, I do.
Okay.
Sussex Academy Foundation Incorporated proposed resolution.
No. Nope.
You need the updated one.
Nope, that's not the right one.
It's the same one you just handed me. That's the title of it.
So Sussex Academy Arts and Sciences.
Okay.
You had the foundation one.
That was the one that I sent. Sussex Academy of Arts and Sciences Incorporated proposed resolutions resolved that each member of the board of the Sussex Academy Arts and Sciences Incorporated, a nonprofit Delaware corporation and public charter school of the state of Delaware, have had an opportunity to review and discuss the terms and conditions of that certain proposed purchase and sale agreement by and between the Thomas Jefferson Learning Foundation Incorporated, a nonprofit Delaware corporation, the charter school, and the Sussex Academy Foundation Incorporated, a Delaware nonprofit corporation, regarding the existing private school facility located at 22051 Wilson Road, Georgetown, Delaware, a copy of which is attached hereto as Schedule A, that is proposed to become the property of the foundation and then leased to the charter school. And further resolved that the board hereby approves of the terms and conditions of the sales agreement, and further resolved that the charter school, subject to the terms and conditions of the sales agreement, shall also use reasonable efforts within and in compliance with the rules and laws governing charter schools by the Delaware Department of Education, and otherwise in compliance with the charter modification, if approved by the Delaware Department of Education, to matriculate those current students of the Jefferson School who make application for enrollment in the proposed charter school property during the open enrollment period provided in charter modification, who are accepted for enrollment during the 2020-2021 academic year of the charter school, in accordance and in compliance with the charter school regulations and the charter school modification, with the full understanding that there are no guarantees of any kind by the charter school that any of the Jefferson School student applicants will be able to matriculate as students of the proposed charter school property during the 2020-2021 academic year of the charter school, and further resolved that either the chairman or the vice president of the board, acting alone, is authorized and directed to execute and deliver any and all documents and agreements, including the sales agreement, and take all such actions as necessary to effectuate the transactions provided for and contemplated under the sales agreement and these resolutions.
Does it say chairman instead of president?
It says chairman.
Can you cross off chairman and make it president?
Yes.
Unless you want to be called chairman.
Isn't that referencing the foundation president?
This one's directed towards us.
But I think that
it says chairman or vice president of the board. So I think they're talking about us.
Executing sales agreements?
We're a party to it.
We're a party to it. We were doing this before you walked in.
Okay.
There are certain portions in the sales agreement that we have to have a school operating there, which that puts some burden where we have skin in the game.
Mm-hmm.
And there's some agreement regarding the curriculum that we're going to try to have language, things that they're doing now, to our best efforts. So that caused us to have to be a party to the signing of the sales agreement. Not financially, but for a couple of the terms in the sales agreement.
Okay.
So the resolution is just the board giving Marty permission to sign the sales agreement.
Okay. I thought that was with the foundation only, so
They have a similar, they voted this morning a similar resolution, their board.
Yesterday, actually, they voted.
Oh, yeah, you were there.
Yeah.
Okay, so you know what happened.
Right. Yeah. But, okay.
So it was just because of a couple of the terms in the agreement.
Okay, so.
Do we vote or we sign?
We're going to vote.
Vote to adopt.
To adopt. So I've read the proposed resolution into the record. At this point, I would like to have a board vote, because it's not a motion, this is a vote, regarding the adoption of the proposed resolution.
I don't think we need that. But I do think what we should do is we should do an oral vote, so every member around the room say your name and vote aye or nay.
Correct.
Okay.
Martin Cosgrove, aye.
Chris Moody, aye.
Denise Westbrook, aye.
Steve Burke, aye.
Lance Manlove, aye.
Darlene O'Neill, aye.
Sarah Vecina, aye.
O'Day Johnny, aye.
Jen Scott, aye.
Lauren Wisely, aye.
Okay, now pass that around and everyone sign it.
Even with my...
Yeah, boot your scratch off. Edit.
Leave enough room for everyone.
You guys need me to vote?
Yes. I don't think you can on the phone. He's coming your way.
Oh, you can? Okay.
Declaration of Independence, right? I like it. We're signers.
I think we have
about signers.
Is this how it happened at the tavern in 1770?
Yeah.
Up in. But they had beers.
What was the tavern up in?
It was the Golden Fleece, wasn't it?
Certainly
yeah,
weren't any
right.
Women.
That's true. Well, I was thinking,
we're going to go home. Is that
Newcastle, isn't it?
It is, man. Mm-hmm. Didn't mean you have to use the size table in that room.
No, the Delaware ratification.
Or was that right in downtown Dover? That might have been downtown Dover.
Oh, yeah.
We don't have to acknowledge
can't read your handwriting.
Decipher who's who.
Just ask. Well, because she's the only one that we use.
If she doesn't need it, we won't get mad.
That's. Game on. I don't know what we do with it.
All right, so.
Game on.
We're going in orbit. As far as new business, we have to vote on the annual report and bank signature cards.
Annual report.
Oh, I sent it out.
everyone
to review. Pretty boilerplate. They send us all the data. We just get an opportunity to kind of respond to it.
Can I ask when do we usually hear back from them?
About.
Like, what's our grade for the year?
It's in there.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, we've met.
Oh.
Yeah.
So, do we include that in the charter mod application?
I would.
Yes.
Okay. Do we get all?
We reference it. Mm-hmm.
And there was just one thing we didn't meet, and that was.
Board training.
No,
it was about the ratio. One of the
net income to revenue ratio was negative for the year, right?
Yeah, because they did their. I don't agree with the way they do it, but that's their practices. They do it using accrual numbers,
right?
And we actually had a surplus if you do cash basis, which is how I report to you guys each month.
Right.
So, but they use the accrual numbers, which put us in the negative, which Duncan just needs to keep in mind for next year.
Right.
That's what I was asking.
Okay. So, someone needs to make a motion.
A motion to do something.
make a motion to... Make a motion to accept the annual report for 2018-2019 as submitted by Alan.
I'll second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Any discussion?
I think a motion passes unanimously. Hot mess. Exactly.
Okay, what's with the bank signature cards?
Oh. Because Alan's moving on, we have to just, I guess, take care of a couple housekeeping items. I would like to recommend to the board that we remove the signers who are currently approved on the list of the PNC checking accounts and are no longer on the staff of Sussex Academy. In this case, that would
be me and Kathy Cripps, who retired in the end of June.
And add Duncan Smith, Alan's replacement, and Tom Pete, because we require second signatures on checks, and he's here very often. To the approved list of signers for the PNC checking accounts, clubs, petty cash, activity fees. So can I get a motion to approve that?
I think you just made the motion.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
I second.
Any discussion?
Mm-hmm. Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
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 Opposed? Motion passes. Okay. And I guess we have to go into, there was an executive session request.
We're going to wait till everybody's here next month.
Okay.
So, I don't have to repeat it.
Huh? Yeah.
Okay. Well, we also just, since this is our last meeting with you, Alan, we all just wanted to, you know, acknowledge your time here and your role here on the board. You have been an essential part of our functioning over the last, I've served with you now for 7 years, mm-hmm. but for a really long time. And you kept this ship righted. You have been a very fantastic keeper of our finances. You have, you know, kept us in great shape, and we could not obviously be as successful as we've been without you and the role that you've played here. So we're going to miss you. We're so happy that you're getting to retire and enjoy your life. And
I have a job.
He's going to be on the CBOC.
Thank you.
Yeah, exactly.
I've done a lot of different things, and that's one of the reasons why I stayed as long as I did. Prior to this, I wouldn't stay in any school more than about 3 years because mm-hmm. I felt like I'd given all I could give, seeing the changes that I thought I wanted to change at that school, and here, it's just been a constant evolution, and it's been really, really a lot of fun.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm going to miss it. I'm not getting up at 5 o'clock.
Yeah, right.
Walking the dog in the rain, I'm not going to miss that in the morning. Thank you.
We wanted to give you a token of our appreciation for something you can hopefully use this year to have a little bit more free time.
Have fun and relax.
It's not an Apple Watch.
Yeah.
Had I known you wanted one, that would have been.
I bought myself one.
That would have been a slam dunk.
Thank you. This is great. We don't go off to dinner very often, but there's now 2 Sodells right within walking distance.
Yeah. And clear space, too, so you can eat dinner and theater.
Mm-hmm. Nice.
It's the best we have to offer here in Sussex County. It's not Broadway, but it's damn close.
I don't know. I've seen some performances by Erin Bobby, and she's pretty close.
Yeah.
So thank you all. I've already promised to be available, and Duncan knows how to get in touch with me, as does Eric right. and Janet. We met today and kind of divvied up mm-hmm. some of the stuff that I do that's not under this umbrella. And I'll be around. I'm not going anywhere.
Thank you.
Thanks, Al.
Thank you, Alan.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Best of luck.
Anything else?
Motion to adjourn at 4:23.
Second.
All in discussion.
Yeah.
All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed?
Wow, this makes up for last meeting.